Yeah, it's been a bucket list item, you know. I've ran 5K a few times, you know, on my own, but never in an organized event where you get the medal and the T-shirt and all that. I have no proof. But I had no illusions yesterday when I got on there. It's been so long since I was there. And, y'all, aren't you right? The decisions I've made to get here, or I should say the lack of decisions, I just feel terrible now. I've got as much weight on as I've ever had, and it just doesn't feel good, and it comes with all sorts of fatigue and other stuff that, you know, is sucking the life out of me, so I got to get back on there. Well, I'd like to get back on my bike, because, I did a lot of biking. Yeah, there wasn't a day I went out I didn't do 25 miles. 25 miles is like my minimum, and, you know, biking, I spend a lot more time on. You know, I can go in and get a pretty good workout in a half an hour. You know, not great, but I can get plenty in. But biking, a half hour, I can't do squat. If I go biking, I'm out for a couple hours sometimes. But you got to have the time for that. So I don't know, maybe I'll just alternate them and all that, but I really got to get on the bandwagon. So the biggest thing I notice when I do stuff like this is, you know, I make sure I get a little something in every day. If it's upper body on, you know, Tuesday, it might be cardio on Wednesday, and then maybe, you know, some more upper body on Thursday. I try to split it up so that I'm not doing all cardio or whatnot, and give some time for things to recover if I do strength training. But the thing, I try to go every day with rare exceptions. And, you know, the minute I sit down at home and I say, you know what, I think I'm going to, the minute I say those words, I don't even get to the end of it. I just say, nope, and I get up and I go. So, yeah, that's what I did last time. And then at some point, I don't know what it is, the metabolism kicks or something happens, and now you got to go, you know. So, we're trying. I don't know. I don't want to say anything, you know, I'd rather not talk about it because what if I fail? Now I can't. Damn it, Dave.